What's going on? It's your boy Duan Barino in JMP Beats in the building again. Hopefully, I'm catching everybody at a good time. So, let's talk about some stuff real quick. Just for understanding of what I was speaking on the other day about the situation of AI and human form music being a battle. And understanding why they are battle, it's really simple. Really more so again, like I said, it's robot driven. AI has a chance right now more than anything to be creative because there's a wave. Everybody's doing it. Nobody wants to be left behind, of course. That's really more so what it is, but you do have the ability to break away from it. I think it's harder for the newer generation to realize what the older generation has, you know, basically taken in feeling about this right now. So, again, let me give you a short breakdown. I mean, even I'm not the oldest person, but at the same time, there are some that are older than me that look at the creative situation as probably the biggest part of music. A lot of people don't even see what goes on behind the scenes when it comes to making music. Most cases, sometimes now, again, it's just one person sitting in a room. It used to be a bunch of people sitting in a room together. And that's basically what I was saying, you know, that style music is the music that has lasted and sustained the longest out of all the music that is, you know, that's came out. A lot of the newer music, especially around the time of 2000 and after 2000, it's like the lifespan of music just is getting shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter, and it's hard to find those songs that last for like years, let's say even a decade. So that was my argument and my stance on that, to clarify, you know, the reason why I said that music creators need to stick together is really important. Like I say, it's just something that needs to happen. Now, to speak on something that's very important currently, again, to back up my topic of yesterday about, you know, the situation of, you know, we have a creative block now due to watching everything that's going on the internet. We see, you know, all these new shiny toys all the time. You know, we see all these plugins, all this stuff. And more importantly, are we really ready for those upgrades, those major upgrades, those big things? Sometimes, again, what you already have is all you need. So think about it, especially if you're not like tied in to where you're making, you know, super money out of the craft, you know, whether if it's mixing or mastering, whether if you're just making music, you know, even if you're just going to buy a cheap keyboard or the most expensive keyboard, like whatever it is, the part of the craft that's yours, like you have to find an affordable way to get going. Have to. I mean, you don't want to go spend the top dollar on something and there's no return on it. I hate to say it that way, especially when you're just like really just looking for music. Now, if it's something for the sake of your soul, you know, it's something totally different. You know, it's different then. If you're doing it to learn it, to get, you know, to get somewhere with it, that's a different story. But just to say that you're just getting it for the hype is what y'all was speaking on, let's not do that. And that's going to push me into this, is what I'm saying is you already possess these things sometimes. Like even with the computer situation, let's be honest. Now all you need is a laptop, but even more so, all you need is a phone. All you need is a phone. I'm recording this right now on my phone. Simple as that. Like, that's you don't, there's no more excuses that need to be given to get somewhere. You have the power already in your hands. It's just willing to be open-minded to know that you can go far with it. Once you know that part, you can take off. You know, just think about it. You hook your phone up, hook up your instrument to it, or hook the microphone up, and start recording right then and there. There's no excuses to, you know, getting to where you need to get to now, especially with being creative in the musical world. No excuses. No excuses. So, again, this was really more so to follow up on what I was talking about for the past two episodes. I just wanted to stretch them a little bit more to understand and build my story to what I'm trying to get to. It, that's basically you becoming the ultimate you. I mean, there are so many things that I did and barriers that I've gone through to understand how and why. So I want to slowly break the story down so it makes sense, because a lot of this stuff is really just your mentality. You know, once you switch that mentality, I think you can go far. All right. So until next time, it's your boy Dwan Barino. All right. Love.